Good afternoon, and welcome to Elementia's first quarter 2015 results conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions only through this line. Any participant on the webcast who wishes to ask a question, please dial in. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. Please note, this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Juan Francisco Sanchez Kramer, Investor Relations Officer. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and thank you for joining the Elementia first quarter 2015 conference call. It's important to highlight that all figures are in Mexican pesos unless otherwise stated. Today's speakers will be Fernando Ruiz-Jacques, our CEO, Victor Hugo Ibarra, our CFO, and myself, Juan Francisco Sanchez Kramer, IRO. Before giving you Fernando, our CEO, for his remarks, I'd like to highlight that he has officially stepped up as CEO on March 30th this year. Nevertheless, he has been acting CEO since mid-February. Fernando, if you please.
Thank you, Juan Francisco. Good day to everyone. I'm pleased to be here with you today. I'll jump right to the point. So the main points I'd like to share with you today are, first of all, the performance of each division of the company for the first quarter of 2015 is going according to plan. Second, consolidated revenues increased 12%, following growth in each division, both in volume and price. Third, consolidated EBITDA grew 16%, reflecting not only top-side growth, but also the efforts the company has done to reduce costs. Fourth, the cash flow generation before CapEx is strong, representing 43% of the EBITDA. And last but not least, we are starting several projects aligned with our growth strategy. As you know, 2015 started under challenging macroeconomic conditions. All the countries in which we have operations in Latin America face currency devaluation versus the U.S. dollar. For some of them, this has meant going into inflationary process, and therefore the economic activity has been affected. Despite these conditions, the company was able to reach double-digit growth on the revenue and EBITDA based in a combination of increased volume sold, price recovery, focus on higher value-added products, and cost reduction efforts. Just let me walk you through every division results and expectations we have. So our first division, the cement division, this division is increasing its capacity utilization rate according to the ramp-up plan to achieve full utilization during 2015. This translated in a 17% volume sold increase vis-a-vis the first quarter of 2014. Also, during the quarter, we managed a price increase which we believe might be the beginning of a price recovery for the industry. And as a result, revenue for the quarter grew 26% and EBITDA more than 100%, showing also improvement in costs, including both cost optimization and better cost conditions on energy. I would like to highlight that we have concluded the feasibility study for a project to expand our cement installed capacity in close to 1.5 million tons per year to reach 3.5 million tons in total. The construction will begin shortly, and we're confident of the startup of this facility in 2017. As with the greenfield we started in mid-2013, it will take about 2 years to reach full capacity utilization in this new project. Now going to our second division would be the metal division. It also showed important volume growth and margin expansion, mainly driven by three factors. The first one is additional sales in the exports market. The second This additional volume from new products we launched for the construction industry, which have higher value added and increased also revenue. And third one, from industry with higher value, like the automotive industry in which we are steadily growing. These factors, along with the currency fluctuation, that in this case is favorable for the base of operation in Mexican pesos, offset the price decline of the international reference price of copper, which showed 18% reduction versus the first quarter of 2014, and therefore affected revenues. The other focus of the division is cost optimization. We have done significant improvements, and we will continue improving both cost and optimizing metal utilization. The third division is the plastic division. We will continue growing organically in specific segments. As an example, water tanks in Mexico and Colombia showed revenue growth of more than 30%. According to the opportunities we see for the business, we have several projects underway. As an example, we started the process for a new facility in Peru, which we expect that will begin commercial operation in the first half of 2016. Also, in the coming months, we will start production and/or expansions of water tanks in other countries in where we currently have operations. Our last division, the Building Systems Division, we face mixed market dynamics. For one, we accelerated the market penetration in the U.S. that our customers are welcoming our customer service, product reliability and quality, of course driven by the economy recovery in the country, and also because we're taking advantage of our distribution channel to allocate products coming from Mexico and El Salvador into the U.S. On the other hand, Central America and Andean regions are showing lower volumes, mainly as a consequence of the impact of currency devaluation and economic performance that the countries in these regions have been facing. Also in this division, we are developing several initiatives to improve our cost position. One of the ones I personally like the most is the robotization of the production processes that we are implementing in Central America that will reduce costs and enhance productivity. In summary, we are in the right place at the right time with the right capabilities and the talent to capture the opportunities the markets are showing. Now, I'd like to return the word to Juan Francisco, our IRO, to walk us through the figures of the quarter.
Thank you, Fernando. Consolidated revenues of the first quarter 2015 reached 4.1 billion, an increase of 12% over the same period of 2013. The impact of lower international copper price was by far compensated with additional volume in all divisions and price recovery in most of them. In terms of geographic footprint, 74% of our COVID consolidated revenues were done in North America, 18% in South America, 6% in Central America, and 2% in Europe. Consolidated EBITDA for the quarter grew 16% to reach 707 million, driven by both better selling conditions, but also because cost-cutting initiatives that boosted the margin. Given that our debt position is mainly in US dollar and the Mexican peso showed a devaluation against this currency, our financial cost increased accordingly in 300 million when we compare to the first quarter of 2014, which, by the way, has a positive exchange rate impact of 100 million. Net income for the first quarter 2015 was mainly impacted by currency exchange factors. Our balance sheet remains strong, reflecting consumption of working capital due to higher revenues and also the impact of currency exchange rate in the debt position. Free cash flow from operations before capex was 43% of the EBITDA generation, considering 211 million working capital consumption driven by incremental revenues, but also cash generation from inventory management. Interest are reflecting a better interest rate in the position we used in November 2013, with also negative impact from currency exchange. Total debt for the company is now 10.5 billion at the quarter end, an increase of 2% when compared to December 2014, mainly due to currency exchange rate impact on the debt. The split between short and long term is 3.1 billion is the short term, that is close to 30%, and it is mainly the support that is due on October 15. Long term is 7.5 billion, of which more than 80% is due in 2025. With these considerations, our net debt to EBITDA ratio at the end of the quarter reached 2.66 times. A little bit lower than December 2013. This is going according to plan. As we mentioned, the management is focused on getting it back below 2 times, either with a potential IPO or with cash flow from the operations. Full year performance in terms of revenues, operating profit, and EBITDA shows double-digit growth for all divisions, except building systems that show single-digit growth. For the family division, revenues grew 26%, while EBITDA grew more than 100%, coming from higher volume sold, price increase, and cost reduction and lower energy costs. Metal division showed a 10% increase in revenues and 16% growth in EBITDA, driven by higher volume and higher price mix, currency exchange rate, and cost optimization, along with improvements in metal gear compensated, which, all of these compensated the decline in the international price of copper. Building systems division showed 5% increase in revenues and a contraction in EBITDA margin, given that the growth in North America was not enough to compensate the decline in Central and South America, mainly because of the economic conditions we mentioned before. In the plastic division, we showed incremental revenues of 21% and EBITDA in 26%, mainly driven by growth in the water tank business. With this, we conclude our remarks and we return the call to the operator for questions and answers. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Our first question comes from Stephen Cook with Payden and Rigel. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my question. On the metals division, what percent of that is exported, and where does that go to? What percent of volumes?
Roughly 60% of the business is done in Mexico, mm-hmm. while 40% of the business is exports. The markets that we supply include all Latin American countries, the U.S., most of the European countries, and a little bit in North Africa.
Okay, great. And then how much, you quoted an increase in volumes in that segment, but how much were they up?
The volume increase is... around 12%. It's important to highlight that it is not only volume increase, that most of the volume increase is due to exports, but also it's important to highlight that revenues increase because the price mix of the products that we are selling now, as we have been focusing heavily on value-added products, these tend to reflect in higher revenues. Fernando, would you like to add something?
Not all agree. It's basically this is what we've been investing in the last years, in the metal division, important investment, capital investments. We've invested more than $40 million.
Right.
And part of the result of this is that we have been managed to manufacture, as Juan Francisco was saying, value-added products. So we have a better mix, and of course we have improved our margins dramatically in those products.
Great. Thanks for that color. And then I think I had heard something about a cement price increase. I didn't catch the details. When did you initiate that, if I heard correctly? How effective has it been? And what is, if you could provide more color on maybe what CEMEX is doing in where you guys overlap, that would be really helpful.
Can you repeat the question?
Let me see if I understand your question correct. It is regarding the plant that is currently operating.
No, price increase in cement.
Yeah, I was asking about the price increase, when it was done, how effective it has been, and if you can provide any commentary on what the competitive dynamic looks like, particularly with regard to CEMEX.
Okay, sure. Well, the price increase was done by the end of January. In general, for the industry, most of the players did this. So we are very happy that this happened. We are promoting this trend in the industry. We saw a better performance on the industry in general that we believe is part because the election process in Mexico and part of market recovery. It is yet too soon to be able to say how much it is for each one, but we believe it's that way. We believe this price increase is hopefully the beginning of a new trend of prices in the industry in Mexico.
Just to complement Juan Francisco's, we made this price increase at the end of January. What happened is we increased the price X percent, and the market didn't like it that much. So at the end of the day, the price was increased nicely, not as much as we wanted, but it was increased. The same thing happened with the rest of the industry.
Right. And probably a comment on your question on the reaction of the other players. As I mentioned, they are all doing this.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. Again, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. As there are no further questions, this concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Fernando Ruiz for any closing remarks.
Perfect. Thank you, operator. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. And before concluding the conference, I'd like to leave you with the following three messages. The first one, and as I mentioned before, we are in the right track, the right place, at the right time, with the right capabilities and the right talent to capture the opportunities for the company. The second point is that we will continue with our conservative leverage policy. And third, and most important, we are optimistic about the future of the company, which I am confident will be marked by growth and profit stability. Thank you very much, and hope we'll make the other call in 3 months. Thank you.
Thank you.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.